The verse this week comes from the book of Romans in chapter 12. And Romans chapter 12 begins, you understand, with that great passage where Paul says, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your body a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And then he tells us not to be conformed to the standards, the mindset, and the view of the world, but instead to have our minds transformed and renewed. And then he goes through the rest of the chapter telling us what a living sacrifice is. Most people stop with those two verses, and they never understand what they're supposed to be doing as a living sacrifice. After he tells us to renew our minds, then he tells us not to think more highly of ourselves than we ought to think, but think properly about who we really are. And then he talks about us operating in gifts that he gives us. And then he says we're to love everybody. And after that, then he tells us about how we're to live in settings. And he says, be rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing steadfast in prayer. That's what makes us different as we walk through life in the world. Because everybody in the world faces hopelessness at some time. Have you ever been there? The desert of hopelessness? I call it a desert because it's a hot place. It's a dry place. And all you see is sand. You don't see anything else. Just sand. And everywhere you look, 360, it's just sand. And your hope begins to fade as you have within your mind the thoughts of dreams you had and the hopes that you had and the plans that you had all crashing down. It's not unusual for people who walk with God to experience that. Moses knew he was to be a deliverer, and he spent time away from Egypt where he couldn't deliver him. Do you remember that? Shake your head like this. Joseph knew that he was going to be in charge of an awful lot of administrative stuff. He recognized that in major leadership. But he spent 17 years in preparation for that. And time, and it's so easy to lose hope. Oh, as you're walking through situations, you sometimes recognize that other people are there, but they look a lot different than you. And they're not in your situation. And you look at them and you say, they're built for this kind of stuff. I'm not. And you feel hopeless and tired and weary. All of us can. All of us face this desert of hopelessness. But I tell you, God's given us prescription to help us in those difficult times. The Word of God never says you're not going to have difficult times. In fact, Jesus said the opposite, didn't he? In the world you will have, what's the word?
Tribulation.
That means hard places, difficult times. But he then said the next word was, be of what? Good cheer. That means cheer up, because I've overcome the world. So our lives are to be different than the world. And one of the major ways we're different is we recognize that God helps us. Let me give you this verse. Maybe you've seen this before. Now may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing that you may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Who gives you the hope? God does. And so when you get to the place when you feel hopeless, that means you're supposed to look to the Lord. And He, by His Holy Spirit, will fill you with joy as you understand the hope that is there in Him. There's this great verse out of Peter where Peter writes and says, humble yourselves therefore under the mighty hand of God, that He may exalt you in due time, casting all of your anxiety upon Him, because He cares for you. Because quite frankly, the desert of hopelessness is filled with anxiety. But we can take ourselves and just recognize that we're in God's hands. And we're not big enough to handle the stuff, but He is. He really can help us. And when we come to the place of hopelessness, we need to be people from Romans chapter 12, verse 12. who are rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation. That means endurance. You just keep on. You don't quit. You just keep on. And continuing steadfast in prayer. Isn't this a neat picture? This is in the Gobi Desert in China. And it's a picture of an oasis that's there. In the middle of sand, there was a spring that put forth water. And for thousands of years, travelers who traveled the Silk Trail from China over to the Middle East and Europe were met by this. A place of refreshment, a place of joy. Well, that's what we can be. That's a picture of us in the midst of the desert of hopelessness. We can rejoice in hope, be patient in tribulation, continuing steadfast in prayer. On the website, there are more pictures of that place. I just thought it was an amazing thing. So on the website, if you go there and click on the verse for the day, you'll take you to our website that has all the panel of 10 verses that are there and different translations that you'll be receiving this week. Interesting ones this week. They come with different words, and it ought to help emphasize different things. Very good. But also different places, pictures of this place. And a rather interesting place in China. I thought it's a great picture of us continuing in difficulty. Well, some of you might be in the desert of hopelessness right now. I want to pray for you, okay? And if you've come out of it, then you can rejoice in that and pray for those who are in there. And others of you may not be in the total desert, but you're facing it, or maybe you're just coming out of it. Well, I don't know, different stages of that. Let me pray for you and ask God's blessing on you. Lord, we all face difficulties and trials in our life. We all face hard places where we have to wait for things. And Lord, we recognize the handicap that we have because we're Americans and we don't like to wait. But we thank You that in the waiting, we are not alone. You're there. And we thank You that Your Holy Spirit can move within our hearts to flood us with joy, to calm our anxieties, and to allow us to walk as You made us to walk, not muddling through life, but walking victorious amid the troubles because of Your power working in us. So today, Lord, we bring those to You who have begun to feel hopeless. And we'd ask that by Your Spirit You would renew their minds, engage their emotions towards You, that they might not go to despair, but instead might understand the hope that You provide. Thank You, Lord, for making us a different people so that we can walk in different ways and don't have to follow the plans of the evil one or of our society, but instead can follow Your plans and Your ways. Thank You for blessing our folks. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.